September 16th, Matt Krueger.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Matt Krueger was a hard-driving accountant, and he was still a very young man when he had a close encounter of the God kind, and it changed his life forever. Here is his story.
You can't fight an enemy you don't know exists, and you can't fight a battle you don't know you're in. The nurses kept coming back. The results must be wrong. They ran the test 3 times. With normal cholesterol levels around 100 to 150, they could not believe that healthy 18-year-old Matt Krueger's was over 400. He was a candidate for coronary artery disease. For Matt, it was just business as usual. Keep on drinking because life is short. Matt was too busy getting on with his life to let a medical test interrupt his wild lifestyle. He was in great shape, playing sports, and he just shrugged off the results and ignored God. He was having too much fun to be bothered with church and a relationship with God. A few years later, Matt returned to the doctor and had a heart scan. So much plaque had built up in his arteries that the doctor warned him that he would need immediate surgery. He could have a heart attack or stroke at any moment. The shock overwhelmed him as he came face to face with his mortality. The fear of dying during surgery totally consumed him. He thought to himself, what would happen after I die? Where would I go? Heaven or hell? The thoughts tormented him, and he put off the surgery. But Matt's fear of death began to wreak havoc on his marriage. He could only focus on himself, and his wife Marina was left on the outside. She felt like she couldn't meet his expectations. His fear and anxiety was becoming a wedge between them. Where was all this headed? In desperation, Matt followed Marina's leading and started going to church and listening to Christian radio. Finally, the fear became too much for the whole family, so he scheduled the surgery. The surgeon was successful in opening up Matt's arteries, but his fear of dying only got worse. Any pain he felt, he thought was a sign of a heart attack, until one morning it finally all came to a head. Matt said, "Yesterday, after I was planting a tree, I thought I experienced pain in my left shoulder and arm. Again, fear swept in, anxiety and paralysis took hold of my mind that morning. I thought this was the big one." This time, however, Matt's fear turned to strength, determination, and resolve. Falling on his knees, Matt gave his life to Jesus. He said, "If this was really a heart attack, I ask Jesus to save me in the life to come. And if not, I pledge my belief in him in this life as well." The pain left, and at that moment, an overwhelming peace and a fighting determination welled up in Matt. He finally stood up to the bully that had been hounding him for years. Matt said, "I remember in my prayer that day literally telling the devil to go pick on someone else. I finally knew who he was, and I was finished with allowing him to torment me." It was no longer about Matt. It was about Jesus. His battle with the enemy's condemnation was over. His struggle with the fear of dying ended when his knees hit the sidewalk that morning. Matt's past life of running from God ended, and his new life in Jesus began. Marina was the first to notice the change. She said, "He became selfless. Matt has a heart for God and a heart to serve. He is 110% opposite of who he used to be." Today, Matt and Marina have a strong marriage and family. He lives for serving Christ and sharing his testimony in word and music, standing up to the enemy and standing for Christ. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." You can't fight an enemy you don't know exists, and you can't fight a battle you don't know you're in. Oftentimes in life, If ignored, fear and anxiety can build up and cripple even the strongest men. Be encouraged that God will fight your battles for you. Turn to Jesus, put your faith in Him, and He will renew your strength.
Hello, men. It's Greg Books with Lawson Adventure Park in Colorado. Today is September 16th, and Matt Krueger. I don't know about you, but I sure hope that resonated as strongly as it did with me. That story pretty much tells itself, but I think what we can all relate to on some level is anxieties and fears. They can range really from anything, fear of heights, to, you know, fear of death, fear of some consequence. Matt's fear was perfectly understandable, but when he let it go, when he didn't get that under control, when he didn't surrender that fear to God, he was overtaken by it. And it's really interesting how this story shows the light of that fear aligned with the enemy, and the strength and the power we have is the surrender. That's where our fight comes from. You can't fight that by self-will. You have to fight that by surrender to God's will. And I just love how his wife saw that effect on him and mentioned how it turned him around 110% to have a servant's heart versus being, you know, paralyzed with, you know, his self-absorbed with his own fears. It can happen easily. So I just challenge and encourage us today to, you know, take an inventory. What's troubling you? What are you fearful of? And what might be causing you anxiety that it's time to get on top of, ask for God's help with. And I also challenge us, if we know somebody else who's struggling and they're out there, I have a few right now that we can lift up and support them to overcome their fears and lean into God. Blessings.